Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Serwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Sheriff Jerry Dunbar about fall driving safety. I've noticed, and I'm sure other people have noticed, you know, that there's a lot of harvesting going on here, which means, you know, big vehicles on the road. So how can people stay safe with all these large, slow-moving vehicles on the road and that sort of thing?
Well, first of all, acknowledge that it is the time for harvest and that equipment that you see up ahead looks like it's off a ways. But usually when you see a vehicle, you're kind of matching speed, so it takes a while to get up to that vehicle if they are going slower. However, these vehicles are probably half to three-quarters as slow, so you're going to come up on them faster than you realize. So, you know, see the vehicle. Start thinking ahead. As soon as you see it, what am I going to do? I need to slow down. Is there any other traffic coming? And how wide is that equipment? Some farmers pull off to the side on the shoulder. Some don't, and they don't have to by law. But just be prepared and be ready to slow down and then move slowly around them.
Do you often see accidents at this time of year involving farm equipment and motorists?
We do. Not as many as I guess I would expect. I think around here we're a farm community and we know that, and we don't see the accidents that maybe some other places have. And I think one of the reasons is probably KCII doing this, making people aware, just reminders, that's what we need to do to watch out.
As far as the farmers are concerned, what can they do to keep themselves safe?
Well-lit and seen equipment. Keep your equipment in shape. You know, a lot of us, and I farm on the side, and that's what I'll be doing when I retire here, is we want to get by with what we can, and sometimes that's not the safest option. When tires are showing some wear, instead of taking a chance of having that flat tire out on the highway, get it changed earlier. That may save you some money in an accident. Making sure your lights are working, that may save you a DOT ticket as well. But just think safety all the time, and not only just about yourself, but everybody around you and what you can do to make everything safer.
All right. So the harvest season has really just sort of begun. How long do you think it usually lasts? Like, when might we stop seeing these, you know, large slow-moving vehicles on the highways and stuff?
Well, hopefully harvest is done in October, but you're going to have fall tillage work, and then you're going to start your moving of your manure. So it could be up until December or when the first freeze is. But then after that, then you've got equipment being moved around for grain and hauling grain to market. Usually try to get some in there before December.
What other tips would you offer for motorists, you know, not just involving harvest, but just around this time of year? Like, is there anything that people should be wary of?
Coming up here, the 1st of November, the deer will be in rut, and we have a tremendous, I feel, high population of deer. I think the DNR would probably argue with me on that. But our deer population is extremely high. The number of deer car accidents we have has not gone down and actually has been increasing. So when you get into areas that you see the deer signs, you know, possible, the yellow signs with the deer on it, slow down and be alert. Know the areas that you drive where the deer cross. Watch and see where other deer have been hit or killed there. And just remember that in the back of your mind that it's going to get busy with the rut. However, with the harvest happening now, they're pushing the deer in the fields, and they're getting moved around too. So from here and probably clear through January or December, they're being hunted. There's going to be a lot of deer out moving around.
So the hunting season kind of almost encourages the deers to move around, and that could cause them to be on the road more?
Well, during your December shotgun season, there's a lot of people that drive deer and push them, so they're forcing them through the timbers. Or the open plains, it doesn't matter, high grass. Mainly people just kind of stand and sit in stands so they don't get pushed, but people are going to be walking into the timbers and deer are going to smell them or see them and spook them as well.
Is there anything else that you'd like to let people know about safety at this time?
We haven't seen too much of it. We did see a case earlier this year with anhydrous ammonia being stolen. So I would suggest you see anybody activity around anhydrous tanks, which will be out in the fields here later on after the corn and bean harvest, call it in to the sheriff's office. Like I said, anhydrous ammonia with the meth labs was really decreased, but we've seen a few people still attempting to steal anhydrous. So any calls of any suspicious activity at night, you know, a light or a truck around a anhydrous tank that isn't necessarily hooked up to it, you know, give us a call and we'll investigate it. If it's nothing, it's nothing, but we'd rather you know, try to be a step ahead of them instead of behind them.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Jerry Dunbar. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.